This is UNN, Urban Network News, the podcast. National news and information for and about people of color. I'm Alexander Caden. According to ESPN, Michael Jordan is preparing to sell the Charlotte Hornets. Jordan is engaged in serious talks to sell a controlling portion of the franchise to an ownership group led by a current minority owner and an Atlanta Hawks minority owner. The Biden administration has responded to calls for an intervention into the death of Shanquilla Robinson, a black woman from Charlotte, North Carolina, who was killed on a trip in Mexico. Seven Virginia deputies and three staff members of a state psychiatric hospital near Richmond, Virginia, are accused of murdering and torturing a 28-year-old black man who was said to have mental health issues. You can get more on the story by visiting our webpage at myunn.net. President Biden says he'll ban TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese owners don't sell their stake in the U.S. app. New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office is engaging in delicate negotiations with the Secret Service over how to handle the potential arrest of former President Donald Trump this week on charges that he made an illegal payoff to a porn star to keep her silent about an alleged sexual affair. The family of 25-year-old Rasheem Carter, who was found dead with his head severed in November of last year, have said he was murdered and are calling for an investigation by the Department of Justice. Carter was reported missing by his family in Laurel, Mississippi in October of 2022, after he told his mother he believed he was being targeted by white men in his community. He was found dead in a wooded area near Taylorsville about a month later, and newly released autopsy results have prompted his family to request a federal probe into his death. There aren't enough alarm bells in the world to ring when it comes to the state of black maternal health in the United States. And according to a new report from the CDC, from 2018 to 2021, the rate of black maternal mortality nearly doubled. A deeper dive into the data reveals that in 2021, the rate of black women dying during pregnancy or childbirth hit nearly 70 deaths per 100,000 live births. According to documents filed to revoke his law enforcement certification, the Memphis police supervisor on the scene when Tyree Nichols was beaten to death by officers in January retired with his benefits the day before a hearing to fire him. Lieutenant Dwayne Smith was identified as the officer who retired just before his termination hearing. Members of the Memphis City Council have expressed frustration that an officer was allowed to retire before the efforts to fire him. Tennis superstar Venus Williams has embarked on a mission to preserve the childhood home of late singer Nina Simone. Williams will co-host a gala and fundraiser to support the refurbishment of the North Carolina property. The effort is in collaboration with the National Trust African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund. Members of a CNN crew had their bag stolen out of their rental car while on assignment at San Francisco City Hall for a story about the city's rampant crime problem. In a stunning turn of events, the San Francisco chapter of the NAACP has come out in opposition to a reparations proposal for cash payments to the city's black residents in an effort to atone for slavery. The NAACP San Francisco branch offered its own reparations proposal that did not include cash payments. They believe that creating and funding programs that can improve the lives of those impacted by racism and discrimination is the best path forward toward equality and justice. Under a Republican-sponsored bill, a board consisting of the city's mayor and four appointees by the governor would run the St. Louis Metro Police Department. The St. Louis Police Department had been under the management of the state for more than 140 years before it was returned to city control just 10 years ago. Now the state wants it back to fight crime, they say. And a black police officers group is supporting the effort. Sean Diddy Combs has entered the bidding war to buy BET, joining Tyler Perry and Byron Allen, who've already expressed interest in buying the majority stake of BET Media Group. That includes BET, BET Plus, VH1, and BET Studios. Tyler Perry is still the front runner because he already owns a minority stake in BET. A black man who served more than three decades of a 400-year prison sentence for armed robbery charges has been freed after being exonerated. Sidney Holmes was convicted in April of 1989 for the 1988 robbery in which he was accused of being the getaway driver. During a review of the case, it was determined that eyewitnesses' identification of Holmes during the initial investigation was likely incorrect and that there was no evidence connecting Holmes to the robbery outside of the flawed identification. Two surviving witnesses of the Tulsa race massacre are now dual citizens in the United States and the African nation of Ghana. The pair were granted citizenship in the Republic of Ghana by the Embassy of Ghana in Washington, D.C. Viola Ford Fletcher, who's 108, and her brother, Hughes Van Ellis, who's 102, are two of the last three survivors of the National Shame, where hundreds of black residents in Tulsa, Oklahoma, were killed. About 800 were injured, and over 1,200 homes and property within a 35-square-block area were burned to the ground. Their citizenship also comes with a plot of land in Ghana's capital. Texas officials have announced a state takeover of Houston's public school district, the eighth largest in the country. The state began making moves to take over the Houston Independent School District in 2019 following allegations of misconduct by school trustees, including inappropriate influencing of vendor contracts and chronologically low academic scores at one of its roughly 50 high schools. NFL coach Brian Flores can press discrimination claims against the NFL and three teams after a federal judge rejected the option of arbitration before NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Indictments, which prosecutors say resulted from 31 incidents between June of 2018 and July 2022, have left only two dozen officers in the East Cleveland Police Department. More than a dozen officers from that department have landed themselves on the wrong side of the law after being accused of using harsh tactics to violate civilians' civil rights. You've been listening to UNN, Urban Network News, the podcast. UNN is produced for the Urban Internet News Network, LLC. I'm Alexander Caden.